Tech Talk underway on a Saturday, and it's turning out to be a great day around the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a busy sports night. Twins and Rangers, game two of the three-game set coming up. The Loons are home over at Allianz Field. The Vikings play the 49ers in preseason game number two. And, of course, here at Target Field, it is Hall of Fame weekend. But right now, we want to get our show started with a Saturday tradition, Tech Talk with Doug Swinhart. And, Doug, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely, especially with this nice weather we're having.
Yeah, we needed the rain, and now it looks like we're going to have a pretty nice Saturday night and just a gorgeous Sunday in these parts. Hard to believe. Countdown to the fair underway. The fair starts Thursday. Doug, are you there?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this. This will be really, really good. I think that it's supposed to be a huge turnout this year, too, yes?
Yeah, I would think so. There'll be a lot of pent-up demand. Hopefully you can join us at the fair 1 week from today. And, oh, by the way, the show is all about your calls and all about your texts. A couple of ways to get in. Same phone number, 651-461-9226. You can call the studio. Carrie will put you through. Or you can send a text, 651-461-9226 is the phone number here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And, Doug, I want to start about something that came up on our previous shows, and I wanted to open with it, and that is this talk about Windows 11 and people making the move over to Windows 11. What's the very latest on that?
Yeah, you know, it's getting better in places, but now Windows Defender is in question, and Microsoft about 14 or 15 hours ago released there's some threat that is supposed to be hitting all Windows machines, and there's actually rumors of Windows 12. So it's hard to tell where we're going, to be honest. I think that if people got Windows 10 and it's secure, it's probably be a good move to just stay right where you're at and get the best security that you possibly can, especially if we're going to be thinking about replacing Windows Defender soon. So, and that's affects more Windows Home than Pro or the Enterprise versions, of course. But we'll have to keep an eye on this a bit.
Yeah, and Doug, you brought up Windows Defender before when Windows 10 came out. You said, "Oh, it's just fine," but over a period of time, it just flat out isn't enough. You suggest other antivirus programs, etc. Let's talk about that a little bit, particularly if you're using an older operating system.
Oh, exactly. You absolutely have to have something at that point. And, of course, the old standby, Malware Bytes, is absolutely top shelf. And ESET, ENOD32, and they've got several packages available, too. I really like them because they're, you know, right here in the U.S., and they're local, and they give good support. I don't know how many people are aware of it, but about a year and a half to 2 years ago, HP released their own security system, and it's supposed to protect the machine right down to the bare metal, and it's called Wolf Security. I don't know if that's going to be available outside HP's. I was actually going to try to see if I could purchase one for a customer this week coming up. This, from my standpoint, is absolutely awesome protection. If they're protecting your machine all the way down to the bare metal, it's going to include the firmware, your BIOS chips, all your chipsets. That's phenomenal, and that's going to be a first. They haven't made a big splash, and it seems to be real reasonably priced. If we buy a new HP out of the business line, it will come with that, I believe, for 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, depending on the model that you buy. I'm going to be keeping an eye on Wolf Security pretty close here.
All right. Very good news, and we'll certainly get texts on that. I know we'll talk about it more, but generally, running a Windows machine, you probably need more than Windows Defender is the bottom line. Another big story that came out this week, and it happened in the last day or two, and this is very unusual, but there was a warning put out that if you have an iPhone or an iPad or you're a Mac user, you should probably update your software due to a security flaw, of all things. So this is kind of a big deal, and once again, this is very unusual.
Oh, it's extremely rare. I can only think of two other times in the past 30-plus years that Apple has made such an announcement. And the first two really were email attachments and scripts that you had to actually activate. This one's supposed to be different. I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't think anybody knows a whole lot about it just yet, but I think we better keep an eye on that as well. I'm not sure how this is going to pan out, and I'm a little at a loss. I think that this might be affecting more from the M1 chips that have that separate operating system going through the CPU. We'll just have to wait and see what goes on here and keep an eye on that one as well.
Yeah, and once again, we should remind folks that this was sent out by Apple. So this is legitimate. Once again, Apple is directing users of most of its devices to update their software after the company discovered a vulnerability in its operating systems that says may have been actively exploited. In security updates posted online on Wednesday and Thursday, Apple said the vulnerability affects iPhones going all the way back to the 6S model, iPad 5th generation and later, iPad Air 2 and later, iPad Mini 4 and later, all iPad Pro models, and the 7th generation iPad Touch. So, you know, typically you can go out and look for updates, but that is something you may want to do this weekend if you have an Apple device.
That is an awful lot of equipment if you think about it as well. I'm surprised that it isn't affecting the Apple smartwatches, too. They're all connected at some point. This is going to be real interesting to keep an eye on. I look for where it came from, how it got started, how they actually had information to make it spread. This is going to be interesting to see how this all pans out. And there's another threat that Microsoft issued. People are actually receiving USB drives in the mail that are offering free Office. Don't install it.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. Anything that shows up free in the mail and saying plug this into your computer, avoid that. Now, there is another follow-up to the Apple Mac equipment. The vulnerability extends to Mac computers running the company's Monterey OS as well as Apple Safari browser on its Big Sur and Catalina operating systems. So, once again, a lot of equipment. Check that out. You're welcome to call or text on it, but that is something, if you own Apple equipment on this Saturday, you're going to want to get on that and make sure that you get the subsequent updates, etc. By the way, our phone number and our text number is the same. It's easy, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the phone number here on a Saturday Tech Talk underway. A news talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk here on a Saturday. Sun trying to break through around the metro area. It looks like the weather is going to continue to improve. Should be a great Saturday night here in the Twin Cities. Great night at Target Field, the Hall of Fame weekend. Ron Gardenhire inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame before the ball game tonight. And then Dan Gladden and the late Cesar Tovar will be honored before the ball game on Sunday. Coming up tonight, game two of the four-game series with the Rangers. The series continues with a matinee on Sunday, and they'll close out the series on Monday night here at Target Field. Twins won 2-1 last night. Let's get back to Tech Talk with Doug, and let's start on the text line. By the way, our number, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And Doug, here is a good one. I received several emails telling me that my old Yahoo email account is requiring that I upgrade to a new email account. I have not clicked on that because I'm considering it spam. But is it true that I'm required to upgrade? Because my old account will soon no longer work.
I have not heard one word about that. And I would think that Yahoo, if they were going to do this, would make an international announcement of some type.
Yeah.
Mine's been stable. I've got a Yahoo account. I don't use it often, but I'm not seeing any of that. I wait to see the story on this, too. If they're a heavy Yahoo user, they might want to just send an email to Yahoo support and ask them.
Yeah, I have had a Yahoo account for years and haven't seen anything like that. And once again, it's been years. I'm thinking at least 20 years, Doug. I've had the same old Yahoo account. I still use it regularly. It's not my main. I have a private Gmail account that I use for the most important stuff, but I still use that old Yahoo account. And
sure.
I use it as a backup, et cetera. We've talked about that. When I have something really important, I'll attach it to my Gmail account and email it over to my old Yahoo account. So I haven't seen that. I would be leery. And that's the thing. You talked about that USB showing up in the mail. Do not install that. Don't plug it in unless you ordered it specifically. You requested it. But if just something shows up in an envelope, do not use a USB. Do not plug that into your computer. That is bad news.
Yeah, and when people get an email like this, it really wouldn't hurt to just contact Yahoo and just say, I got this. Once they get that information, they're going to start to investigate. These larger companies, the one thing that they just despise is people utilizing their logos and their good name and their reputation to get people to do things that they normally wouldn't do. They'll go into action. It'll be like an army coming at whoever is trying to create this. So good text. Good call. That was very, very, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, it is a good one. Be leery. Be on guard. Phone calls, emails, something shows up in the mail. Always very good advice. We have something on the text line that I have not heard before. I looked it up during the break. I did a little cheating. But they were asking about MoCA adapters. And first thing that came up was a Motorola MoCA adapter for Ethernet over coax. It's a little adapter that you can use the coax wiring in your house to get wired Internet all over the place. Now I think about my home, and I'm like, I could really use this. This sounds cool.
Power over Ethernet and Ethernet over power it's been around. It's been quite a bit. When they talk about MoCA, this was actually a technology that was created by Comcast Xfinity, and it was to separate out your television entertainment from your local area network, and it just kind of controls the speed of what your TV is absorbing to allow better Internet service throughout the rest of your devices.
Sure.
I'm kind of surprised that they would name it this, but it's interesting. It's very interesting. This is another one of those technologies that is on the rise, and you're going to see more of that with the new Wi-Fi 6E, not to be confused with Wi-Fi 6. This is a huge advancement in wireless. I'm not talking 20-30%. I'm talking 200-300% increases in speed with Wi-Fi 6E. And, of course, just like all the other technologies, when it's first out, it's expensive, but it's getting rave reviews by anybody that can afford to test it. I probably won't get a chance to look at it for a while, but I'm looking forward to playing with 6E as well. But this, you're going to see a lot of the coming together, and people don't realize this, but you can actually run your internet over your electrical outlets.
Oh, sure.
And they just got to be on the same circuit.
Yeah, and that would be a big advantage because, you know, we've got devices all over the house. And while Wi-Fi is great, if you're doing video or other things like that, the Ethernet seems to be a lot more stable. So if you have a wired connection, and to be able to do that easily on the existing wiring in your home, whether it's coax for cable TV or whether it's, the electrical wiring, would be a huge advantage. For sure. And one of the other technologies we brought up on the program, Doug, and I do want to take a moment, and that is a 5G cellular service that now powers home internet. And you see the ads on television all the time. You can't get away from them. T-Mobile's a big player, Verizon, AT&T, all the wireless providers or all those cellular service providers are now getting into this game where you pretty much put an appliance on the counter. It looks like maybe the size of a coffee pot. And what that does, brings in the 5G cellular signals and then converts that to a small wireless network in your home. It's very cool technology, and the people that are up and running on it, I've heard rave reviews so far.
I haven't heard a bad report yet, and I've actually had a chance to connect to people, and it's screaming. I did not expect to see this type of stability and speed this early. They're going great guns here. Great guns. This is another piece of technology that I think we really, really got to keep an eye on. You know, we had high hopes for Starlink, And Elon Musk went to the FCC and requested $885 million for development, and they turned him down, which it sounds like a lot of money, but in the big scope of covering the entire country with internet at a decent speeds, it's probably a drop in the bucket. But I don't know why they turned him down. I'm confused about that. We'll have to see how that plays out, too.
Yeah, he continues to build the network. They continue to launch satellites. You can go to Starlink.com and find the coverage map. It is available in rural areas, and you got to buy equipment. You got to put up a dish. It's about $100 a month. But if you're in an area that is underserved by internet, or you know, don't have reliable internet, this really is going to be a game changer. If you have a cabin, or you live well outside the metro area, or live outside a town that has internet service, this will be a good thing. I would be interested, once it's readily available in metro areas, to check it out. But once again, you're talking about $500 for equipment
and that's
a pretty big downstroke. So we'll see how that plays out. The break here at the bottom of the hour, a couple of things coming in on the text line. This is never good. From our text line, my Facebook and Messenger were hacked. I don't know how to fix that. What can I do? Do you help people with that, Doug?
Oh, man, this just turns into a big biz bag. If you contact Facebook, they'll remind you that their service is free, kind of, and that they really don't offer this. And I'm not certain, but I've seen this before, too. The one big thing that will help prevent some of this is this using other types of accounts to log into other accounts. For example, if you go to if you got a Facebook account and you're logging in someplace, well, use your Facebook account to log in. I highly recommend you stay away from that, because if one gets damaged, it's just a chain of events all the way down through. I don't know why Facebook seems to be having trouble with people's passwords, but I think this might just be something internal. There's just far too much of it lately. And like I say, it's literally impossible, almost impossible, to get it back. And these are folks that have had their passwords saved in their browsers for years, and all of a sudden they just don't work, and it's getting to be a real issue. I hope that they get that squared away real soon.
Yeah, I generally don't editorialize, but I tried Facebook for a while. I didn't like it, and I didn't go back.
That is
the one thing I haven't done for a long, long time.
Well, you know, I shut mine down probably well over 20 years ago, and I've still got an account there. They never let them go.
No, I set one up and got rid of it, but I certainly don't contribute to that.
I'm not a big sure. Me too. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I enjoy Twitter. I use email and that sort of thing, but Facebook. There were a couple of incidents along the way when I was out there that I didn't really like. It made me a little nervous, and I moved on. All right, we're going to break. It is 2:30. We'll have an update on the weather. The weather is steadily improving, more and more blue. We're getting ready for the Twins and the Rangers, game two of the four-game set. It is Hall of Fame weekend at Target Field, and our coverage begins a little bit later in the day. Ron Gardenhire inducted into the Twins Hall of Fame tonight. Dan Gladden and the late Cesar Tovar coming up on Sunday. Right now, cloudy and 71, but sun on the way. Should be a great night at the ballpark here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tech Talk with Doug here on News Talk 830-WCCO. He's good enough to join us on Saturdays between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. So say, for instance, when the Twins play a day game, Doug takes a day off, but the Twins play the Rangers tonight here at Target Field, and it's Hall of Fame weekend. More on that a little bit later on in the program. And we want to remind you, our phone number, 651-461-9226. You can call the studio, talk to Kerry Klatt, our producer, or send a text, same number, 651-461-9226 is the number here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, I want to talk a little bit more about Facebook. We got another text on that. Are you aware of a phone number or an email or a support line or anything? We got another text where it says, you know, the people are trying to get a hold of them to help them out.
I have looked for years. It doesn't exist. And people that find a way to find the support thing, it's usually under their help thing, buried way deep, but they're going to remind you that it's a free service and they don't offer support. It's kind of a strange thing, I think, that to have that many people involved and not offer some semblance of support, even if you were going to charge a little bit for it. It's a tough thing to do. I am not certain. I wish I had an answer. I truly do. It's bad. I've seen people that had five-year accounts and kept all their information under Facebook, just gone. And it's a bad situation all the way around.
Well, and not only that, what makes Facebook so unique is that you're putting personal photos and, you know, what you're doing in your life out there. And if that gets hacked or people have access to it, that's the thing that stands out to me. You're putting a lot of stuff out there that, you know, who's getting at that stuff? And what are they doing with that stuff? So, once again, good luck to the people that are struggling with it, but is a little scary for sure. From our text line, is it possible to use Wi-Fi to connect my PC to my smart TV so that I can use my TV as a monitor? I know the answer to this. It's yes, and there's a lot of ways to do that, Doug.
Yeah, probably the simplest would just be to get a Chromecast, as you can just shoot that right over to a yep. Chromecast. There's several methods to do it, but that by far is probably the simplest method to go. And a Chromecast, I think they're about $30 now. They're way inexpensive.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very simple to do. Very, very simple.
Yeah, it is, and you can research it another way. Most laptops have an HDMI connection, and you just get a cable and connect to the back of your TV. That's a very simple way to do it. But if you want to have your laptop and the TVs across the room, sometimes a cable isn't. But I've used the Chromecast. You've talked about it. Very easy. You hook it up to the back of the TV. You set up the program, and you can throw anything you're looking at on your laptop onto mm-hmm. your television screen. And a few weeks ago on the program, people said, is that secure? I wouldn't worry about it.
No.
I mean, that. I don't think there's any issue in you interacting with your smart TV at all.
No, TV's not going to go across and dig around in your personal information. No, that's not an issue at all. Remember, you're only going one way here, too. You're going from yep. the computer right straight to the TV. It's not coming back other than to say, well, we've received the signal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple thing to get done.
Yeah, it's just really another monitor. Typically, and I've done this for years, I have two monitors at work. Some days I could use three, but that I'd feel too much like a stockbroker then, so I stick to two. But it really what it is, you're just using it as another monitor and connecting to it. No big deal whatsoever. I have a Dell laptop that connects to my home Wi-Fi network, but it won't find or connect to the fitness club's Wi-Fi network. Is there something that's blocking that? What could be going on?
You know, it's very possible that the connection that you have possibly is a later technology. If their router is set up to be pure 5G or pure Wi-Fi 6, a lot of the older equipment will not connect to that. But it would surprise me that if the fitness place wouldn't indicate that that's what's required. Other than that, you should have no trouble, no more problem connecting to that than any other hotspot that you come across.
Yeah, and Doug, you brought this up before over the years. Sometimes when it comes to Wi-Fi connections, particularly on Windows machines, you want to clear those out because they store them in perpetuity. I haven't been, for instance, to the Xcel Energy Center in a long time due to COVID-19. I go to the X and my laptop finds the Wi-Fi right now. Or I come to Target Field, same thing, it finds the Wi-Fi. So it saves that information. Is it important sometimes to clear that out?
Yeah, you know, especially if we've been traveling, you've got end up with like anywhere from about 8 connections saved and beyond, things start to develop in the background that really shouldn't. And if you haven't connected to someplace for several months, just go into your Wi-Fi properties and just get rid of it, just remove it, and keep it clean. If you have 2 or 3, that should really suffice. And it's more of a problem with Windows machines than like a Mac or a Linux box. That could actually be the texter's issue too, by the way. If they got too many of them in there, they'll certainly start doing strange things.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and I believe we have Greg in Bloomington. Greg, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Good, thank you. What's up?
I have a little different question for you. This is a TV-related question. I have recently cut the cable, and I'm an older gentleman and know all about rabbit ears and getting TV over the air. It seems almost impossible. I live in East Bloomington, and it just seems impossible to get a picture without breaking up and voice loss every few seconds. I've got my major antenna, it's still indoors, but it's a big heavy duty antenna, but yet I have a small, like an RCA little rectangular one that has an amplifier on it, and it seems to work better than the big one with an amplifier on it.
Huh. I don't think it's your antennas. These things are communicating with the internet as well. First thing I would have you check is your bandwidth. If you've got high speed internet, you really don't even need an antenna. I can get all the local channels with no antenna at all, purely over the internet. There's some real tricky parts to this. You know, user interfaces. If you sign up for Netflix, they've got a user interface, and Hulu's got their own, and I've been looking for one that combines them all. This is not as easy as everybody wants to make it sound. Give me a call next week, and I'll go over some of the stuff that I've learned over the past 3 years. And it might help you. I think we can get you a clear picture. If you're running an over-the-air antenna and connecting to the internet, that also could be a piece of equipment that is colliding. Network packets, if they are not timed properly and they're not going through all your equipment, you start to have network collisions. And that could also be possibly the problem. But most of it, I think, is solvable in probably no time at all. So feel free to give me a call next week, and we'll chat about this a bit.
Yeah,
and thank you for the call.
Yeah, and Doug, I have a thought on that, on purely over-the-air television, because I did this at my house, and I did it at my mom and dad's house. And I know the antenna you speak of. My mom and dad had one. The house was built in the early 70s. They moved into it late 80s, maybe. Point being is there was an old antenna there, and while it was an old antenna that would pick up VHF signals, you know, 2, 4, 5, 9, 11 way back in the day, well, now they're all digital. And sometimes the antenna isn't compatible, particularly some of the old antennas. What we ultimately did is, and I'll use this example at my house, I paid someone a few bucks to come out. I don't climb around on the roof anymore, and put up a small antenna. It looks like maybe a screen. And it's a little bit bigger than a dinner plate. And I put that on the roof, use the old direct TV, dish network wiring to get it into the house. And I have absolutely crystal clear reception. Now, I live in northern Hennepin County. You live in southern Hennepin County. I've got a great shot to the towers in Shoreview. But there are people who will come out and help you with this, get a crystal clear over the air television picture. And what's great about it is that on every one of these over the air channels now, say for instance Channel 4, they have, I believe, four total channels under their umbrella. So you're getting a ton of free channels over the air. You don't need internet. You don't need cable. You don't need satellite to get a ton of free over-the-air channels, and the picture is generally excellent. But sometimes you need help getting this antenna set up properly. Just like the old days when you're trying to get TV and you live too far away from the towers out in Shoreview, you needed someone to come and put an antenna on the roof. Same deal today. It is very doable, however. So we, you know, that's my two cents on it. But I would say 10 years ago, I had a little antenna put up on the roof. You can hardly see it from the ground, and that does wonders to pull in, you know, free over-the-air channels with no internet whatsoever involved. It's pretty cool.
And the prices on those have dropped dramatically.
Yeah, really.
You spend $75 on an antenna, you're going to get a winner.
Yeah, and if you don't want to climb out on the roof, there are companies here in town that'll come out and do it relatively affordably. It won't break the bank, and you're going to be very happy with the signal you get. And it's all the local channels, you know, all the public channels, Channel 2, all their services, Channel 4, 5, 9, 11, 23. We get 41 from St. Cloud, but we live up in the northern suburbs. It's pretty extraordinary what you can get for free if you get a good antenna. Hey, we got to run to a break. We'll come back. We've got more Tech Talk coming up. Doug's joining us. And, of course, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. It is Tech Talk here on a Saturday at News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindehart in for a few more minutes. We'll be back next Saturday from the fair. Can you believe it? The State Fair next Saturday. And we plan to be at the fair the next two Saturdays. So if you're on the ground, stop by and say hello. Doug and I have been doing the show together for years. We did get a text. Do you offer a podcast? Once upon a time, it was at the website. We'll need to check that out to see if Tech Talk is still available at the website. Carrie is confirming, our producer, so it is available at the website. So dig around in there. And, oh, by the way, from our text line, there's great help for broadcast antenna setup at tvfool.com. I love that. I got to check that out. All right, Doug, before we run out of time here on the program, we had a bunch more texts on the Facebook question. Just as all I can say there is good luck on that. One other item I want to bring up, and we bring it up frequently, we can't stress it enough, back up your data. Another horror story. Someone close to me said, I know, I've heard you on the radio multiple times. I didn't expect it to happen to me. And now they're having a hard time getting their data off a laptop that crashed.
It's always going to happen to somebody else, Steve. And, you know, backing up your data, it seems to be the biggest procrastination item on the planet. We can do that. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. Well, I'm just out of time. And when disaster hits, you kick yourself in the hind end for the next week. It's not worth it. Just get in the habit and at least making certain that everything important has at least three copies. Disk space is cheap today. No reason for this. None whatsoever.
Yeah, and really, there's no time like the present, because once again, someone I know very close to me, their laptop died, and they were in a world of hurt. Now it looks like they're going to be able to retrieve it, but it's going to be a pain. It's going to take some time, and they're going to need to spend some money on it. It is doable, but if you have copies and it's properly backed up, you don't need to worry about that, particularly if you have, say, for instance, iCloud. You have an Apple device. There's no excuse.
No, and the thing is, too, is it gets to a point to where people need to take a little bit of time to organize their data. And if you stay on top of it, it's easy. if you let it get out of hand. The best story I can give you is the guy that called me, oh, it must be 8 or 9 years ago now. He says, can you help me? I said, I've been telling my wife every week that I'm getting backups. I lost 25 years of pictures.
Oh.
And he ended up going out to OnTrack, and they were able to save it. The drive was gone. I couldn't do anything with it. That took a specialist. And they got it back, too. But it took almost 2 weeks because he told them he needed to have it on a budget plan. And they did a great job. But this man, I thought if there was there wasn't a hole big enough for him to crawl into. It happens. When you think you got it all taken care of, you might want to make sure you got it taken care of.
Yeah, back up that data. Do yourself a favor. The equipment, you can replace that, but the data, the photos, the documents, etc. All right, we've got to run, Doug. The show goes all so quickly. And what's your phone number? What's your email? How do people reach you?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, ADMIN, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve. Have a good week.
Yeah, Doug, and I can't believe I'm saying this already. We'll see you at the fair.
Awesome.
All right. There he is, Doug Swindhart, joining us here each and every Saturday between 2 and 3 o'clock, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We will have much more following the news and weather at 3. We're live at Target Field, counting you down to the Twins and Rangers tonight. Ron Gardenhire goes into the Twins Hall of Fame.